A national sanitation task force to oversee measures to tackle sanitation problems across the country has been inaugurated at Agbogbloshie in Accra. The 16,000-member task force will be deployed in all metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies to begin work within the next 3 months. President John Mahama, who took time off his Greater Accra Regional Thank You Tour to inaugurate the project, stated that from now onwards, medical waste will be separated from others and will be treated differently to stem the risk of possible infections. Pascaline Adadivo reports.
President John Dramani Mahama, in his policy statement for the next 3 months, announced the formation of the National Task Force to deal with the sanitation problem in the country, which has become a nightmare. He said his government's policy is to encourage the decentralization of sanitation delivery, and so one of his policies has been bet. The project is being rolled out by the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development in collaboration with Zoom Alliance, a Ghanaian-owned sanitation company. The security services as well as other waste management companies will get on board. Describing the sanitation situation in the country as appalling, President Mahama said the Accra Metropolitan Assembly alone cannot solve the problem, urging all to cooperate with the task force in the interest of a better Ghana.
We are also about to commission the new compost plant in the western part of Accra. It has a 90,000 ton capacity, and this compost plant will separate the garbage and take out what can go for recycling, and then what should go into compost will be made into compost and supplied to farmers for their farming activities. We've also given instructions that medical waste should be treated separately. Everywhere in the world, medical waste is not mixed with ordinary waste because it has the tendency to give infection. And so we have come out with a program to build an incinerator that waste from all the hospitals in Accra will be sent to the incinerator and they will be burnt at the incinerator so that we don't stand the risk of medical waste infecting our children.
The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Samuel Ofosu Ampofo, noted that sanitation is a cross-cutting issue that impacts on most development indicators. It, however, deserves utmost attention.
We are undertaking rehabilitation and closure of 4 dam sites at Sobrungo and Malam at a total cost of 1.5 million Ghana cedis. It's expected to be completed by the end of October. In Tema Metropolis, the construction of a 12 million Ghana cedis full sanitary landfill site has been completed and will be put to use very soon. Your Excellency, we have responded to your call. We have given our presentation and we believe that all stakeholders will work assiduously to ensure that in the short medium term, we keep Accra, we keep Ghana, and we keep our environment clean.
The 16,000 task force, made up of men and women, will carry out day-to-day cleaning of the environment and at the same time embark on a sanitation campaign. Tools and equipment to aid in their work were presented to them.
Pascaline Adadivo reporting.